Is it lawful to do good or harm on the Sabbath? They were silent, and Jesus was grieved at their hardness of heart. Amen. What do you think will save you? Tune in and drop out. Do any of you remember this saying from the 60s? Tune in means interacting harmoniously with the world around you. To drop out means to take an active stance of graceful detachment from involuntary and unconscious commitments. Tune in and drop out. What do you think will save you? Think about the last time you intentionally took a Sabbath day. A day when you tuned in to the world around you in a harmonious way and dropped out of unconscious and involuntary commitments. Is it easy for you to tune in and drop out? My Sabbath day is Friday. Okay, well, let me be clear. It's supposed to be Friday, but sometimes I am not able or I am not willing to tune in or drop out. But when I am willing and able, those days of tuning in to the world around me in a harmonious way restore my soul, balance my sense of self. When I drop out, I turn back towards what I value most. Frankly, those days feel like they save me. What do you think will save you? In our Hebrew scripture today, we meet the prophet Samuel. Samuel is a very interesting prophet born to Hannah some thousands of years ago. Samuel is raised in the temple and serves the temple priest. Samuel has many roles in his community: visionary, military leader, judge, and finally prophet. The people that Samuel was leading in that time were people facing war and famine and exile. From Judges chapter 21, in those days there was no king in Israel. All the people did what was right in their own eyes. Instead of a king, judges ruled over territories and regions and tribes. And each did what was right in their own eyes. Samuel's sons were appointed to rule when Samuel became too old to do so, but they were not just rulers. So soon the Israelites began asking the prophet Samuel for a king. 1 Samuel chapter 8. But his sons did not follow Samuel's ways. They turned aside and took dishonest gain. They accepted bribes and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel. They said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not follow your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all other nations have. What do you think will save you?" The people wanted a king to save them. Samuel resisted at first because the people were to be ruled by God's law. Each was to do what was right in their own eyes. But because it is hard to see clearly when you are fearful, the people kept begging for a king like all the other nations had. And so Samuel gave in to the people, and Samuel anointed Saul, as the first monarch of Israel thousands of years ago. Now, we can read the rest of the story in the Hebrew Bible, but in short, I can tell you so far the king thing has not worked out so well for anyone. Out of 3,400 years of recorded history, how many years do you think people have lived in harmony with each other? Any ideas? Well, according to historian Chris Hedges, the author of the book Everything Everyone Should Know About War, the world has only had 268 years out of 3,400 living without an active war. Tune in and drop out. What will save you? In the gospel today, Jesus comes into the temple on Sabbath day. There he sees a man with a withered hand, and the man wants to be healed. When Jesus reaches out to the man, the people in the temple interrogate Jesus and say, "Look, why does he do what is unlawful on the Sabbath day?" And Jesus responds by saying, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath day? What will save us?" Jesus is angry and grieved, it says in our scripture, because the people have cold and hard hearts. They seem more committed to laws than they are to love, than to God's commandments. The practice of Sabbath comes from the story of creation, when on the seventh day God rests from the work of creation. Sabbath is the time God stops producing and simply looks around and proclaims, "It is good." Sabbath invites us to move more slowly, to listen more deeply, to examine ourselves apart from our roles in daily society, to tune in and drop out. Sabbath is a time set aside where humans are called to disconnect from work, from labor, to resist the urge of production and consumption, to be human beings rather than human doings. We are invited to be with what is in a harmonious way and to simply say, "It is good." Sometimes, though, Sabbath is difficult to practice. Maybe because we are fearful, anxious, or are so driven that we cannot see clearly, so we think a king will save us, or working harder will save us, or producing and consuming more will save us. Sometimes it's hard to tune in and drop out because reality is scary. And maybe we want to fix it or manage it or avoid it. And certainly it can be difficult to look around at reality and say, "It is good." So instead, like the Israelites, we might demand a king to save us, or a CEO, or a president. We might look at the market economy of production and consumption and hope it saves us. Walter Brueggemann, in his book Sabbath as Resistance, which is well worth the read, says this: "The Sabbath rest of God is the acknowledgement that God and God's people in the world are not commodities to be used for endless production. Rather, we are to be active in an economy of neighborliness." Tune in and drop out. What will save us? So back to a time when you took Sabbath rest. How did it feel to stop working, to stop producing, to connect with self, with God, with your family, with your neighbors? During that time, did you have a moment when you were able to see clearly who you really are, what you really value, what you really want to do in this world with your one wild life, as Mary Oliver calls it. Life is short, and we do not have too much time to gladden the hearts of those we traveled the way with. Jesus was angry and grieved at the hardness of their hearts. The practice of Sabbath is not simply a time to rest so that we can get back to work and be more productive. The practice of Sabbath is a time set aside to tune in and drop out so that our hearts don't harden, so we can then gladden the hearts of those we travel the way with. It's a time set aside to remember who we are and whose we are. Sabbath is resistance to becoming machines in a market economy, so that we can commit ourselves to an economy of neighbor. Friends, no king will save us. No amount of production or consumption will save us. No market economy will save us. No president will save us. No justice system will save us. No election will save us. No war will save us. And no Sabbath. Sabbath itself won't save us either. But Sabbath will gladden our hearts. Sabbath will remind us of exactly what and who and how we will be saved, so that we too might have a day where we can sit with a soft and open heart, and we can look around and we can say, it is good. Amen.